right, this is Pacific Beer Chat. I am Carnell.
I'm Warren.
I'm Jordan.
And I'm Matt.
All right. And
yeah. Today we're doing what?
Backcountry Brewing, session number one. We're going to start off with Steve the Pirate Hazy Session Ale at 3.5%.
Some of their namings lately is just amazing.
The references are always on point. I believe this one is from Dodgeball, the movie.
Okay.
Steve the Pirate.
Yeah. Right.
It's such an in thing. Like, you feel so good when you know it. And like when you mentioned that one, I was like, oh, I feel like a jerk. I don't know what this one is about.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely pop culture references and stuff like that, just to see who's paying attention, yeah. I guess. But yeah.
This is one I actually haven't tried before. I've been saving it for all of us to drink for about a week now, yeah. I believe this one was released.
So you brought what, 11 backcountry beers today? So this is actually going to be split into a two-part show.
Yeah, we'll do some sours later.
Yeah, so we're going to do some normal beers. So we're going to do some normal beers here first, and then, we're going to do a second part with the sours, because they do a lot of them.
They do.
Mm-hmm. They do.
So, yeah, this looks like a hazy. It's not super thick, but it's a hazy.
Yeah. Nice, light, citrusy orange color.
Smells like a hazy IPA.
Does.
You get that nice fruity thing. You got the little tiny bit of the dank.
Mm-hmm. I'm super excited.
That's really tropical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they say it's loaded with Strata, Amarillo, Mosaic hops, and so it should be pretty
Amarillo
juicy.
And Mosaic, that'll give you that classic kind of aroma in that. Oh, that's really
nice.
Tasty.
Yeah.
This actually got some malt presence there. You got a little bit of that nuttiness.
It doesn't taste too thin. Like a lot of sessions sometimes taste a little weak, a little thin. This kind of actually has a decent amount of body for hazy. Like for hazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. These guys, I think, do the best session hazies, because I think hazy is one of those styles that really is best when it's big, when it's deeper, or it's doubled.
Mm-hmm.
IPAs are just fine, but like I think the best examples are usually the double version. So when you bring it down to a session ale, or you're bringing it all the way down, like it's really hard, I think, to keep those aspects that make it delicious and good.
Right.
Yeah.
But Backcountry seem to be one of the breweries that can scale it down and still keep in all those aspects that you enjoy, like that dankness, that juiciness. The aroma. It's definitely not the same, but it's all there, too, at the same time.
Yeah, this one's not super dank, but it's got the nice juice, a little bit of dankness.
And I love that the hop presence is there, but it's not, like, over to the top like it is in some hazies.
It's the way a session should be.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also challenging.
It doesn't come across too astringent. Like, a lot of times the hops are a little too harsh on the sessions because there's nothing to hide it behind. It's a little lower alcohol, but this actually, it's nice and smooth.
What's the percentage on this?
This one's 3.5. Yeah.
Is that all?
Yeah.
3.5.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Start off light.
That is amazing. Yeah. If you told me this was a session, you know what? If you just served this to me and asked me what it was, I'd probably tell you that it's a hazy pale.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Totally.
You know, I would expect this to be 5%-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, it tastes
that's
like
amazing.
It would, but yeah, it's got all the right flavors.
Mm.
That's one of the reasons I love this brewery is because they're always putting out random stuff that you don't see all the time.
Yeah.
And it's always consistently different. Like, they may brew this again in like 3-4 months, unless people are loving it, and then you'll see it come out again right away.
Right, right.
It all depends, but
throw it out the wall.
I'd get
sticks.
This again.
Totally.
Yeah, this is delicious. Totally. You know what? I'm not a big hazy fan, but I would buy this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I have to say, like, this style, I think, was done really poorly for a while just because it is so hard. But there's been a couple come on the market that I'm actually quite impressed with. And the backcountry ones are among the best for sure.
They put out a lot of them. They've had
a lot of
practice.
But
they've
specifically
done a couple,
the session versions.
Yeah.
Like, Boomboxes, was it Subsonic?
Subsonic, yep.
Unreal as well. Like, an earlier one of their sessions, really good. I know Twin came out with, what's it called recently, Space Rebel.
Oh, yeah.
Not quite as hazy, but to me still has like that juicy flavor I'm after. I think they've just used Galaxy. And
So that's what the breweries are all doing now, is trying to get those lower percent beers, right? Because they got the low calories, the low percent. So you see a lot of these six packs, so the short cans coming out now. And I like how this is still in a tall can personally, because maybe two is perfect. Around 3-4 of a short can could get carried away.
But it's 3.5%. So
yeah,
okay.
So I drink all six then.
Yeah.
Do you guys know anything about that Stratus hop? Is it Stratus or
Strata?
Strata. No, I'm not really familiar with that.
I've never used it.
Don't ask me. I have no clue.
Is that one of them New Zealand ones or something?
I'm guessing.
Carnell's like checking the Google machine.
Yeah.
Yes.
It might be one of the new ones from Yakima.
Could be, yeah. Because they've had a lot of new ones lately, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there was a brand new one that just came out recently.
Well, their Sabro is one of the more recent ones.
And we have a Sabro one tonight.
Excellent.
Yeah, like, so it's an IPA.
I've used Sabro a couple times. I like it.
That's
it's
awesome.
It's a good hop.
Is that one of them tropical kind of things, too?
Tropical. It gives a hint of mint.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a little different.
Yep. I find it pairs really well with some of the other citrusy ones, the mosaics and the citrus and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, since we gobbled that one down, you guys want to crack into the next one?
Absolutely.
All right. So we just keep, we'll keep going up by percent-wise. So here's one of their core ones. It's called Ridge Runner Pilsner. It's coming in at 5%. And well, let's get it pouring here.
So really quick, Strata looks like it's a progenitor, I guess a child of Pearl.
Mm. Pearl.
An Oregon. It came out in 2009, so I guess maybe the crops are just starting to come in big, or there's finally a market for it. But it sounds like some of those soft flavors when they're comparing it to like passion fruit and guava.
Okay.
And I thought there was a bit of softness on that beer.
Another one of those tropical kind of things?
Yeah.
Excellent. I think most of these ones we'll be drinking, well, besides probably this Pilsner, are going to be pretty fruity flavorful from the hops.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's pretty interesting, right? Because those hops that are coming out, they're like, there's a market for them, obviously. And so many brewers are going that backcountry style where we're going to produce a different beer each week.
Yeah.
See how it does, and we'll come back to it later, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're probably going to their hop contracts and saying, like, what do you got? We want it to be fruity. And they're like, here's 7 new hops. Take your pick.
Yeah.
How many pop culture references do you have at your disposal? We've got enough hops for that.
To be honest, do you think what would Ridge Runner be as a? Do you think there's not really anything with their core ones, is there? It's just all their off ones they have kind of cool references to.
Well, yeah, because like it's gotten to that point where you can't name a beer for what it is. Like, yeah. That would take too long. Yeah. They're literally coming
the
out.
Names
too fast.
Have been taken.
Yeah. Well, it's like what we were talking about with Cleed at ABC, where it's like sometimes the fun part is coming up with a name, and then they come out with like the best part of this name is the beer or something like that. And it's like, okay, you guys are getting creative. So I like seeing stuff like that.
So this one looks like exactly like a Pilsner. It's what I would expect it to look like. It's a fizzy yellow, quite bright and clear. Yeah. You know, nice white head and all that good stuff. Smells like a Pilsner to me.
Yeah, it smells like a Pilsner. Let's see if it tastes like one.
Yeah, you get that nice, nutty, malty backbone there, and then you get the nice, noble hops over it.
Yep.
Exactly what I expect.
Super clean, crisp.
Yeah.
Got that, like, a hot bite in it.
Yeah, it's got a nice little bit to it. It's well made.
Yeah, that's...
That is delish. Nice and balanced up front. Moves just slightly towards the bitter at the end.
Yeah, this is... I don't normally get this core because I'm an IPA guy, but I saw it and I was like, we need something in the middle to try and have at least one core beer here because I'm such a beer fan, right?
I'm loving the malt profile on this.
I was just going to say that the malt's very nice.
Yeah. Mm. It doesn't, like, some of the more recent craft ones have, I think, really focused on that, like, crackery, like, just, like, that snap in a cracker.
Yeah.
And this one's a little bit further away from that.
It's a little softer. A little more delicate. Yeah.
Which is different. I wonder, is that more German? Like, is it the Czechs that are more crisp, crackery?
I don't know. Wonder what kind of malt they're using.
Let's see if it tells me here.
I bet it's probably, well... I don't know, it's
some type of Pilsner malt, I would guess.
Oh, yeah.
But...
So it says, stiff boots slam hard onto the steep edge of the range. Maybe you're high above Squamish. Blah, blah, blah. Marmots, Lynx, Dark Rocks, blah, blah, blah. No such thing about malts.
Yeah. Some type of Pilsner malt, I'm guessing. And to me, it tastes like something a little bit better than just your normal Superior Pils or whatever, you know?
Yeah. It's their core. Like, I wonder what they use in their... for their IPAs and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it does mention something about the Ridge flakes off left. I don't know.
It's a mountain reference. No, just because, like, I know, I mean, if you're, when you're, you know, working with beer, like, profit margins are tough to come by.
True enough,
You have to have a base malt that runs right over, like, basically your whole
operation. Well, I know a lot of commercial brewers are using the Superior Pils.
Yeah.
It's reasonably priced, but it's decent quality.
People moved away from, like, the American Two-Row as a base malt?
That's more of a pale ale kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Could they possibly use that, though, because they do a lot of pales, do you think?
Not in a Pilsner, I don't think.
Bad question.
It'd be too dark.
Interesting.
It'd be too malty, too, you know, like too much of that caramelly kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, the caramelized
malt. You wouldn't get this kind of color on it.
Yeah, it'd be dirty, you know, darker.
It's quite nice yellow fizzy. It's almost thinner than most.
It's delish.
Yeah. Well,
I've been right into the pilsners and lagers the last year or so, and this is definitely in the tops, one of the better ones I've had. Mm-hmm. One of the other ones I've really enjoyed this year was the one from House of Lager.
Oh, God.
That was my summer beer. That literally was my beer of 2020.
Yeah.
Have you had the Mexicans, or is it they've got the maize currently, and then the rice lager too? And if you go to House of Lager, I went and did this with a buddy. My buddy Klepsch, we went to House of Funk and they served it like chalada style.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, lime on it. And it was like the last tomato week of juice? August.
Oh my God.
Lime on it. And like the tomato salt, ketchupy salt. I don't know what you call it. I've actually never had a beer served this way.
And that's Mexican.
We just sat there like sun beating down. Yeah. Nice. And oh my God, did it hit the spot. It was just like... And I was like, can I have this beer? Like, we sold out. Like, son of a bitch.
Yeah. Well, next time you're in the States, hit a gas station, buddy.
Yeah.
And you can pick up a giant can of Budweiser
chalada. I've heard about these gas station bottle shops.
Tell us about that, Warren. You've never done that before, have you?
It might have fixed a hangover once or twice.
There's a time and place for all beers.
Yeah, I had one at Hop and Brew School.
Not anything with tomato in it. Yeah. I do, I'll do like a one of those things called... vodka orange juice with Galliano on top.
It's
Galliano.
It's like a tequila
something.
Sunrise, but not tequila.
Yeah, kind of. it's a little
Harvey Wallbanger.
A Harvey Wallbanger. Thank
ding,
you.
Ding, ding.
All right, so let's bust another one because everybody's glass open. So now we're going up to Grandpa Joe's Insurance Fraud Pale Ale.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's a name.
Wow. So do you, tell me if you get this reference.
Is that how they opened the brewery?
No. I think I got this reference. So think Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. Oh, Grandpa Joe. Yeah.
When he got
Grandpa
the golden
Joe.
Ticket and that motherfucker got out of bed.
Yeah.
That's right. He was jumping around and dancing. Yeah.
So I believe that's what this one's referring to. Good one. The insurance fraud.
Jesus.
He was bedridden until he wasn't.
How how angry would you be if you were the other couple in that bed?
Just win the Chocolate Factory, Charlie.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that's totally it. There's a little hat.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got the Wonka hat?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, and it's purple,
it's
which
purple
is
like
one
Oompa
of the colors.
Loompa
of
there.
Oh, man,
outfit.
That smells good.
That does smell
okay,
good.
I get it.
So this is another one that I've been saving for to do with you guys, so I haven't tried it either.
Hazy Pale?
Hazy Pale, okay. Coming in at 5.5%.
Looks like orange juice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a lot of melon, like that French melon off it.
Yeah, you do, big time.
Yeah, that same, you know, danky, tropical kind of aromas.
So this one here is brewed with Fruity. Citra, Vic Secret, Strata, and Galaxy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, those are some good hops.
And then it says, this beer is good enough to jump out of bed no matter what kind of scam you're pulling. Cheers.
Well, here's to Grandpa Joe.
Yeah. Cheers.
That golden ticket.
He's going to die soon anyway. But I like, it's like,
that's really good.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, there's a really interesting sweeter, higher note in there.
It's nearly, it's, we talked about this. I know you don't like the sweet Deepas
and
IPAs.
Yeah, but this isn't that bad.
And I was going to agree, like it gets there, but it's not like the main note. It's just sort of like, it's a piece of the beer.
You think that's the Vic Secret coming in?
I think it's Galaxy and like,
and the Citra too.
Yeah, it's hard to say. It's a nice blend.
It is a great blend.
Yeah, it's a good blend.
Yeah.
But it's like, kind of higher notes. It's not as dank as some of these styles, right? Yeah.
And the sweetness doesn't tip over till when it's cloying.
Yes.
Like it's it's there, but it doesn't.
Can't stand it when it's super sweet. And this is just has enough sweetness to give you that fruitiness and that. But my second sip, the sweetness is almost disappearing.
Yeah, you're totally right, Warren.
That is really pleasant. Nicely balanced.
Yeah. It's like, you smell the melon, but I'm getting like a little more stony fruit or something, maybe.
I love stone, like that stone
fruit. There's a lot going on in there. It's pretty complex.
But yeah, I really appreciate like the hop choice on this one. Like I tend to think like, in my mind at least, like as a drinker of beer rather than a brewer, when I'm drinking these, like, there's some hops that I definitely associate with, like, that punch in your face, like, huge fruit flavor, like Galaxy and Citra. But there's also that sort of, like, lower, more subtle flavors. Specifically, which was on? And there's Stratus, and there was another.
Vic Secret.
Okay, Vic Secret's another one, but, like, I noticed the Strata.
Mosaic.
Stratos. Yeah, Mosaic. I sort of put in that sort of, like, lower key.
Yeah, Mosaic's got more of that dank.
But when you put them together like this, and, like, there's obviously more to this than just chucking hops in a boil, right?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
when and how and
oh,
everything
yeah.
else.
Oh,
but
yeah.
you can really make this layered flavor. For
yeah.
Pale Ale, there's a ton of layered flavor in this. Like, it's not just getting you the high notes or the low notes. Like, it's all there.
They've got the right mix of hops here where
it's
one hop's filling in the blanks from the other one and that
yeah.
to make a nice broad spectrum, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the thing with Backcountry is I feel like they like to play around with hops
mm-hmm.
a lot because you get – it could be even the same malt base in certain things or whatever, but then
sure.
they play around with the hops and you just get – beers that are kind of have the same flavors, but just on different labels.
Yeah.
See, this one's definitely got a different malt bill than the Session. It doesn't have that same nutty
yeah.
character from the malt.
I'm thinking more like the IPAs
and it's
stuff,
a lighter color
pale
too,
ales
so.
As well.
It's also a lot thicker.
Hazy.
Yeah. Mm. Oh yeah, the mouthfeel on this.
Oh yeah.
So there's more
oats in it or something.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, it's gonna be flaked
something
product,
flaked,
oats
yeah.
and that.
But yeah, it's like, I always get frustrated when people complain about, like, oh, they just changed the hop proportions, if they stuck any label
yeah,
on
no.
it. It's like, yeah, it's like, if you and I both get the same set of paints, we're probably not going to paint the same picture or anywhere near the same
right,
thing, right?
Right,
like,
right,
or like Leonardo da Vinci with the same color paints.
You're using the same,
like,
colors.
Ross, right? Like,
it's the same picture.
That's not, it's just the same colors, dumbass. Like, they're two different things.
I love yeah. that reference.
Dude,
Leonardo da Vinci to Bob Ross. Hell yeah.
And I think they're both delicious.
Yeah. It was a happy
I like
accident.
Bob Ross better.
Yeah.
They need to do a Bob Ross reference.
Right? Happy yeah. Little Accident or Happy Little
Happy Little Accident.
I bet you they already have one.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I got a good name for them. How about the something to reference the the old tram line up there?
Oh, yeah. No, too soon, Warren. Too soon.
Oh.
What? Is this
second,
got cut
the
down
second,
a second
thing,
time?
Yes.
Yeah.
And first, everything is smoky and life sucks in BC, but the
Sky,
beer's
Sky
great.
Pilot, yeah, I hear they're going to rename it Dive
no, no,
Pilot.
No, no.
Dive Pilot, ooh. Yeah, yeah. The tram got cut down a second
yeah,
time.
Second time.
Unreal.
Wow. Brutal.
Unreal.
Train derailment.
We'll do that for brew
crime. Pier on fire. It's just been a couple bad days for the lower mainland,
oh,
BC.
It's been nuts. 2020 has been a crazy year altogether, but...
We actually, me and my buddy were joking around on Instagram, because you know me, I'm that Insta nerd.
Mm-hmm.
So we were saying, like, wouldn't this be a great reference? And we actually sent the idea in, and it's from the movie, what's it called now? Billy Madison.
Yeah.
Where the grandma's like, they're sitting there doing arts and crafts. It's like, Mister, my fingers hurt. And dude's like, Ben Stiller's character's like, hey, your back's going to hurt because you just pulled landscape duty. So we want something to do with that. And we're hoping they'll do something.
He had a few good lines in
sent
that
it
movie.
In. But that's one of the best. Mister, yeah. get this off of me. After he knocks the air conditioner out the window onto that old lady and the old crazy lady. Something from that movie needs to happen.
Yeah, Ben Stiller's character in that movie had some good lines.
Oh, great. It's all good.
I don't know. Do I need a rinse? What's the next one?
Yep. Get it on. So I'm going to see. One of you guys should be able to get this reference. I didn't right off the bat. Took me a while. But so we're going to drink. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses. Galaxy Sabro.
That's
Victoria
ZZ Top,
Sigma.
Bro.
Is
right
it?
Right on. Yes, it is.
I thought it was just my wife talking to me every summer.
That might be my age.
As I complain
showing.
About my eyes. Oh. It's too bright.
Yeah, that might be my age showing, but yeah, very classic radio
no,
hit from ZZ Top.
It's a great song, Cheap Sunglasses.
Go
but
get
I,
yourself
it's
some cheap sunglasses.
Right in the lyrics, yeah. So
I live my life.
But I had to look this one up.
I live my life by that motto. I have never paid more than about $20 for a pair of sunglasses in my entire life, because I know if I do, I'm just going to lose them right away.
I'm sitting next to my $20 pair of cheap sunglasses.
The nice thing about cheap ones is you can have multiple pairs, too.
Oh,
keep one in the house, one in your jacket, one in the car.
This shit smells delish.
And there's
Sabro.
I think it was on Netflix this summer. There was a brand new ZZ Top documentary that was phenomenal. You should give it a watch. Even if you're not into ZZ Top, it was really, really good.
So much.
What was like the central question.
Huh? Netflix created COVID, so we'd all stay in and watch.
That's right.
Conspiracy theories 101.
Crave at this point, man.
I've watched everything on Crave.
HBO is so good, though. Anyways.
Well, we've been doing the Roku and the Tubi and all that,
too. I love how Pacific Beer Chat always devolves into the show where you just listen to people Google things.
Now, this one's...
Repeat references.
This beer smells completely friggin' different.
Totally different.
No, you're getting a lot.
It looks the same. It looks like orange juice still.
I feel like the scent is from the Sabro, though. Every time I have a beer with Sabro, I get this nice scent.
I'm getting, I'm getting a bit of a bit more of a dank out of this, too.
I get like a coconut.
Is there a mosaic or anything?
Coconut is actually one of the descriptors.
It's just Galaxy and Vic Secret.
Oh, is it?
That's it, eh?
And the Sabro.
Sabro, Galaxy. Wow. Yeah, that's got a really interesting aroma.
Coconut.
This reminds me of like coconuts from... what's it called? Oh, God.
Yeah, sort of like a pineapple and coconut kind of thing. Almost like a pina colada.
Yeah.
Aroma. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They should just call it Sabro.
Sabro.
That's pretty good. I'll give you that one. So it says...
You guys can have that.
Yeah, that's for the Hazy Boys.
Take that back, country.
Yeah.
When the light is... Hold on. When the light is hurt your head... What? That doesn't even fucking make sense.
That's probably lyrics from the song.
You read it then. You're
I don't have my glasses.
You got.
I'll read it. I got this. I can read.
I don't have my cheap reading glasses.
When the light is hurt your head, the first thing you got to do in the morning to beat the masses is go get yourself.
Beat the masses, go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
IPA pack full of Sabro, Galaxy, and Vic Secret. And of course, some cheap sunglasses.
Ooh.
Guitar solo.
I hope none actually fell into the kettle or anything.
That's funny.
Copy.
Yeah,
also the show where we just read beer copy.
Yeah.
Hey, we've done it multiple times.
I know.
Yeah, that first sentence was a line straight out of the song. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it didn't make sense in my head. I was like, nope, here you go, Carnell. Now back to the beer.
And interesting ZZ Top trivia quest fact. There's three guys in the band. Two of them have beards. The guy who doesn't, his name is Frank Beard.
Oh, shut up.
So they all have beards.
Frank Beard only has a beard by name. He usually has a mustache only.
Awesome.
Probably refused to grow a beard his entire life.
Well, it's a funny story because they actually took a summer off. And when they came back to get back together, the two of them had grown beards. Then they decided to keep it.
Do you think, like, you know, like when you get really anxious, like you sometimes lose your hair? Do you think, like, the other two came back with, like, really big beards?
Why'd you look at one?
Like, they were like, you should grow one, too. He's like, yeah, maybe. And, like, that was his best effort. Like, he was just so anxious about not having a beard, he could not grow it after that. Like, bro, he's like, oh, I'm not really into it. And, later, he's just, like, putting, like, beard oil all over his face.
Theories. So, I don't know about your guys, but I'm looking at mine. Mine's a really hazy, but, like, not... It's like more like citrusy looking like than a hazy beer. But I have a little bit of flotation in mine. I don't know. I poured the last of it in there.
Yeah. You can sort of see the little particles floating around if you look really closely. But
not that I mind that at all. I love unfiltered beers. But I was just checking if it was just me or you guys. But
no, I think it's pretty close to as best you can like hope for like in terms of like that opaqueness, right? Like,
yeah.
This is
pale, too.
This is so much different tasting than the other ones,
totally.
Though.
Yeah.
My Lord.
I bet you anything the malt base is the same.
Yeah, this one's a little
overboard.
That's
what I was saying, though. Like, I think they
this
probably
might be the
do
same
the
base
same.
Malts as the last beer, yeah.
That's what I was trying to say before. And when you guys were mentioning the session ale, I was talking about these ones upcoming. I have had this one, so.
Yeah, this is probably a similar malt bill.
And they've just added, what would be the difference then? They've just added an
this
extra
one,
hop.
I can tell right off the bat that they've put way more.
It's the Sabro they added.
They put way more hops in at the end. Yeah, probably cryo hops.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting that little bit of a burn at the back of the throat.
Right. Yeah, slightly.
But it's interesting you mention that because that's what I was going to say. I've actually had this beer 2 weeks ago. I was stoked when you pulled it out. It might have even been 3 weeks ago. I can't remember.
I think it was about 2-3 weeks ago it was released.
I think I picked it up when they were like they canned it. I was like, what's new? And they were like this. Mm. I was like,
yeah,
give me.
I went up and bought
this
it.
This one finishes a little more bitter and hoppy as well,
but I remember I finished my can and there was a bit of hop burn, which I don't mind, but it can become too much.
Mm-hmm.
There's no hop burn on it anymore.
Well, and so, as it ages, as
yeah,
it,
yeah, and so like it's comes back to that general idea of like every beer has a peak, who knows when that peak is.
Oh man.
But like I would say and it's definitely it was I think I would say describe it as sweeter and a little more hop.
This one is a little bit
time.
Sweeter than the other one we
I had
just
it,
tried, too.
But yeah. Less sweet today than the last one. Like, I didn't get the heavy coconut off at the last one.
It's funny. As a beer ages, the hops will die down a little bit, and a lot of times the sweetness will also back off a little
bit. This has been cellared since I got it, so... Yeah. Yeah, just sitting in the dark laundry room.
It's been stored correctly.
Mm. Yeah, no, I didn't want to put it up in the roof again.
Upside down. Is this how you did?
My wife did, though. Yeah.
It's like, thanks.
I won't tell the story again, but all you heard was glass shattering at 3 a.m. in the morning in the middle of summer, and it was homebrew exploding.
Yeah, if you want to hear that full story, go back to the past episodes.
Listen to them all.
That's wild.
It was only a few episodes back.
That's how she goes, my friend.
Yeah, this one's really interesting, but this is that, it's a little over the top hop-wise for me.
I love the mouthfeel, man. It's just got a great little mouthfeel to me.
Little.
Mm.
I know what you're saying, but
yeah.
Sorry, I was just like,
it's velvety.
You, this is huge.
Yeah. It's an oxymoron.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much a moron, so.
Yeah, this. If you're looking for a really good example of a Northeast Hazy IPA, that's going to knock your socks off and be over the top. This is a pretty good one.
Yeah, right now it's tasting like pretty close to those like, big double IPAs you get out of the States that people line up for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite wild.
Yeah, that was the last one for this episode, boys.
Son of a bitch.
I know.
Cheap sunglasses, people, before it's all gone.
Yeah. So what was the favorite?
Oh. Yeah, that's
he
a
pulled
good call.
My card. Thank you, dude. No. Yeah, man. Wow. Right on. That's really what I do. That's so smart. Nice. All right, you got to put Warren on the spot, though. That's what we do.
Apparently.
Warren.
I like the session. The session was friggin' delicious, but the Pilsner would have to be my pick out of the four.
Nice.
It was so well done, really balanced, nice, soft, delicate, delicious.
So if you pick, say that's your core one, pick one of the ones that are just randomly.
Second place
to.
Is the hazy session.
The session?
For
oh,
a
the
3.5, that
Steve
was mind-blowing. Yeah, right Steve on. The Pirate, nice stuff.
Just finish off with a yar.
Yar.
All right.
What about you, Matt?
I'd say the session. For sure.
Yeah.
I haven't had too many sessions where I've liked the balance of it. I find them a little bit too harsh almost because there's not enough there to hide the hops. Mm-hmm. But that one was so well balanced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that that Pilsner, but I'm going to have to give it credit to, like, I think Pilsners have really taken a step forward in the BC craft scene. And it's actually not my favorite Pilsner.
Really?
Yeah. Not to take anything away from it, I think technically it's great.
There's so many good ones right
there's
now.
There's just so many good ones right now, like you say. And so I think there's probably actually five or six that I take ahead of it, not to take anything away from it. But I think it was at Grandpa Joe's. It was just like, it was dynamic. It was layered. Like you were saying, those hops were filling in. It was great. This go get yourself some cheap sunglasses is awesome. It reminds me of those big American IPAs that you can get all over the place and people line up for. And our scene's kind of moved away slightly from that to doing our own thing. But that Grandpa Joe's, it's like, man, like that's how you make a beer. All those hops have a job.
Yeah.
And they're all doing it.
Yeah, that one was really well crafted.
Good.
Yeah, I think the Grandpa Joe's is too is also a rebrew. I think they've done it before and now have brought it back. So I think it was quite popular. I honestly liked all of them. Like the hazy session was deadly, but I'm going with go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Well, you like the over the top.
I do. You know I do. I love those IPAs. I drank three of them and saved you guys one, so you're welcome. But yeah, no, I'd have to say that's my favorite out of all of them.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I guess we have we all liked a different one. So basically what that tells me is that they're all freaking good.
Yeah. Well, they all were freaking good and we had to choose and we all chose differently.
We didn't have to. We chose to choose.
Oh, geez.
We got to film this so you know we're not lying.
But yeah, backcountry.
Phenomenal.
There wasn't a bad one out of the bunch.
I rarely dislike something from them. Even like offsetting ones, like in the sour game, they do some stuff that I wouldn't normally. And like I drink it, I'm like, okay, this kind of works. I wouldn't go for more than two, maybe sometimes, but some of them, I'm like, I can drink a four pack.
Right.
Yeah.
They can't all be winners, right?
No, not all the time. Not like me, winner.
On that note, tune in for part two next week, where we'll try the sours from Backcountry. In the meantime, go check out the back catalog, and thank you to our patron donors, Indie Beer Show and Steve.
Yeah.
All right, we out.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at pacificbeerchat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.